Hello and welcome to Formation, a weekly conversation for followers of Jesus. My name is Shannon Moore and I'm here with
Kara Watts.
And normally we have with us Reverend Renee Hoke, but she is out in West Texas preaching at a big sort of long time preaching festival, worship campground sort of thing.
And all sorts of things.
Yeah, it's three
really big deal.
Yeah, three denominations, I think. She's the first, this is her second year, but the first female preacher at this long time campground worship experience.
Breaking some barriers.
Yeah.
Again.
So I know she did a great job, but we miss her here on Formation. This is the place for you to watch or listen as a podcast each week as we talk about Jesus in different scriptures. Sometimes we follow what's happening in worship. Sometimes we go out on our own. We just finished up the What's Up With That series.
That was a fun series.
I really enjoyed talking about those scriptures that make us scratch our head. But today, we are getting ready to begin looking at the book of Acts. Several months ago, as many of you may remember, here at University Christian Church, we did an all-church read of the Gospel of Luke. And it was so successful that we have decided to do that again this fall, late summer, early fall. And we're going to read the Gospel, not the Gospel, but the book of Acts as a church for the next 6 weeks or so.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea. And it's kind of the follow-up.
Right.
To Luke.
Most scholars, you know, it's even addressed to the same person, Theophilus.
So I think we focus a lot on the Gospels, but really looking at what the acts of the new Christians and all that they experienced and all that they did and all the work that they did. And it's interesting.
How the church grew from this story of this Jewish man who started a new way to look at God, and wow, just how it grew. Only, you know, we see just a small picture of it in the book of Acts, but the fact that here we are a couple of thousand years later still talking about that guy who started a new movement says something about how passionate those early Christians were about spreading the news of Jesus Christ. So what we're going to do is there's a reading plan, and you can find that on our website, universitychristian.org. And if you go to Unstoppable, that's the name of this series, Unleashing the Power of the Holy Spirit, you can find a daily reading plan. It's just a chapter a day, Monday through Friday. You don't even have to do it on the weekends. And then each week, the sermon and worship will be about one of those scriptures. And so what we're going to do is kind of just do a general overview of the book of Acts today. And then each week we will do a little deep dive on what we read that week.
Right.
So next week we will be looking at some stories from chapters 1-5. But today, Kara and I thought that we would just talk about Acts, what it means to us, kind of give a general overview. So Kara, if you don't mind me putting you on the spot a little bit, earlier we were talking and you said the Acts really wasn't your favorite book. So tell us a little bit about that. What comes up for you when you think about Acts?
It's so much, and it's a lot of going and doing, and it's a lot of small stories. I think for me, I often really love the parables and all of those things. And when we look at Acts, we see some of those. It's more a report, it feels like, to me in some ways. And so I have to work harder when I read Acts to really think about, okay, where am I in this story? But when I do that, then it becomes a really powerful. Now, of course, the story of Pentecost, and I mean, that's one of my favorite stories. I don't know that I know Acts very well. I think I know the first part of Acts, but I don't know the characters. I don't know the names. Those are not as familiar to me because probably I spend most of my time in the Gospels. You know, when I'm thinking about that.
I have to catch myself all the time from calling Acts a gospel.
Right.
The Gospel of Acts, I want to say. And I really wish it were looped in with the Gospels in many ways. For me, the first half or so of Acts reads like the Gospels.
Yes.
And then about halfway through, we shift from Peter, who was Jesus'
Right.
You disciple the, you know, upon you I will build mm-hmm. this, you know, upon this rock I will build the church, Peter said, Jesus said to Peter. And so the first half is a lot of emphasizing on Peter and those early, those apostles who have been Jesus' disciples.
That were there.
And who were there, who yes. knew Jesus. And then we meet Paul, who mm-hmm. Saul, who later
right.
is called Paul, has a big conversion. And then the second half of Acts, or the later parts of Acts, really do read like a report
right.
of Paul and his missionary journeys and where he goes and who he meets
right.
and what he does. And I don't know if you've ever noticed this or not, but it switches back and forth between first person and third person.
Well, I don't know that I had noticed
We did
that.
This or, you know, I did this uh-huh. or they did this. And sometimes in the middle of a story. So for those of you who maybe aren't very familiar with Acts, pay attention to that, especially mm-hmm. as we move later into this book, how it switches tenses.
Right.
It's really kind
That's
of
helpful.
Kind of interesting. Uh-huh. But you, for me, it's like a gospel that turns into
a report.
That
makes sense. And I think I think one thing I do really appreciate about Acts is there are so many people that are mentioned and so many people named.
Right.
So many, you know, and when I think about, okay, these are the people, I look at our own church family and, you know, like, oh, this would be like so-and-so or just those disciples that continue to do the hard work of
right.
spreading the gospel.
And how throughout the history of the life of the church, mm-hmm. there have been these faithful people, there are these faithful people to this day that carry on this
right.
work.
Right.
It's really very interesting. The book was written between 61 and 63, mm-hmm. they think. Thought it would be helpful to just do sort of a general overview
yes.
of what, with the help of this
handy-dandy
introduction
dandy
to
intro.
Acts in my Bible. In Luke, we also have an ascension story, but it's on the same day as the resurrection
right.
that Jesus appears to the disciples, takes them to Bethany, and ascends into heaven.
Right.
But in this story of Acts, Jesus' ascension is 40 days later.
Yeah.
He remains with them for 40 days.
Which is important.
Yeah.
Just it's that important number.
A biblical number.
Yes, but...
Of completion, but that's a long time.
That's a long time.
And, you know, promises to return, but... Don't know when.
Right. And after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs. So it wasn't just, hi, I'm Jesus. It was,
I'm going to continue to prove that it is me.
This happened and this is me
yep.
for 40 days.
I wonder if every day when the disciples would wake up, they would just sort of think, wait a minute. What kind of dream was this?
What is going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that right out of the gate in Acts, we have this exciting story mm-hmm. of, you know, the ascension,
right.
which is always a funny story to me. I don't know. I just think it's funny. Did I ever tell you my, just a quick aside, my ascension story?
No, I've never heard your ascension story. I would remember your ascension story.
When I was in college, I played Jesus. I had long hair, and I was asked to play Jesus in a community Easter
uh-huh.
program, a musical. And so at the end of the musical, they had built a ramp for me to walk backwards up. There was a smoke machine and all this stuff so that you would only see my body walking, you know, backwards
right.
and up. So, but on the night of the performance, the smoke was pointed in the wrong direction. So all you could see was my bare feet walking backwards up a ramp.
Who knows?
And I know somebody has that video. And if by chance you're listening to this podcast, please contact us at formation@ucccftw.com because I'd love to see it again. It's
oh
wonderful.
Oh, my gosh.
Would have been around 1991. Anyway, let's get back on track. So after these,
back to Jesus.
Back to Jesus. Well, we were talking about my portrayal of Jesus.
Of course.
So here we are after the ascension. What's the next big thing? The big thing that happens, the big thing in Acts that you mentioned earlier.
The Pentecost.
Yeah. Let's
yeah.
talk about that a little bit. Chapter 2. A
right.
famous chapter.
Famous chapter. Everyone was still in the city. And they Jesus told them, stay here in Jerusalem until something happens. Because I'm leaving, but I will not leave you alone, essentially. Mm-hmm. And so they're gathered in a room, and a great wind goes through, flames above the heads of people. People begin speaking in languages. The people outside recognize
who were in town for the Pentecost festival.
Yeah, yeah, recognize their own language. Mm-hmm. It becomes a moment of people beginning to follow Jesus. The Holy Spirit comes amongst them. Mm-hmm. It is and stays with them. And then we see that there are lots of baptisms that happen just after that as well.
And the church grows
from that moment on, from that experience. So it was, I can't even really imagine what that might have been like. I have fun. Pentecost is always an interesting thing to talk to children about, you know, because we, you know, you can light small fires, small contained fires. but even just that notion of blowing out that flame, that even though the flame is gone, the fire is gone, you can still smell the smoke, you know. So you can see smoke at first and then that dissipates, but then you can still smell it. Just this notion that the Holy Spirit is here and stays with us in ways, you know.
I like that.
I
worked with a children's minister once who, when the acolytes would extinguish the flame, the wording around that was always, the light of Christ can never be put out, but we're going to change this into a different form.
Yes.
And they made a big deal of moving the little snuffer as they removed it from the top of the candle so that you could really see the smoke and the that still stands out to me.
Right. Yeah. This idea of the Holy Spirit to me is incredibly comforting. That is it's a really important part of my faith.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I want to talk a little bit because we're gonna talk more about chapter 2 next week in more detail. So I don't want to give away too much of that, but I do want to talk about the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit, according to my introduction here in my handy-dandy Bible, says that the Acts mentions the Holy Spirit more than 30 times.
Yeah.
And I feel like the Holy Spirit in a lot of mainline churches like ours doesn't get a lot of airtime. Mm-hmm. We talk about God's love. We talk about the teachings of Jesus. And then there's this third entity of what we know as the Trinity, and another conversation.
Right.
That's the Holy Spirit that we don't talk about so much because for so many folks, talking about the Holy Spirit seems to be something reserved for charismatic churches or Pentecostal churches who have a more charismatic way of worshiping. You just mentioned how talking about the Holy Spirit gives you a sense of calm. So let's give the Holy Spirit some airtime today.
For me personally, the Holy Spirit is what is at work in the world. You know, Jesus is no longer with us in the world physically, but the Holy Spirit came to continue that work. And for me, as a Christian and in my faith, I am joining in the work that the Holy Spirit is already doing. That is my understanding of what's happening in the world. And so it is my call to listen and to figure out what that might be. But I have just a notion that the Holy Spirit is always at work in the world, that is an ongoing, that was the gift that came, that the Holy Spirit would be in the world. And all of those that received the Holy Spirit on that day, their call was to figure out how to share that love and how to, you know. So that's just it may be because I grew up, you know, in a place where we talked more about the Holy Spirit. Maybe that's why it's so important to me. But I just feel very strongly that that's how I connect to faith. So the Holy Spirit is an important part What about you?
Yeah, I actually sort of grew up afraid of talking about the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit because there's a scripture in the Gospels, mm-hmm. a couple of them, that talks about a sin that can't be forgiven, yeah. which is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Nobody could really tell me what that meant, but you just wanted to make sure you didn't do it. And so my answer to that was just to not talk about the Holy right. Spirit at all, lest I accidentally blaspheme the Holy Spirit
yes.
and then can never be forgiven for that and
right.
go to hell for
right.
eternity. So it honestly took me a long time mm-hmm. to get to the point where I could comfortably talk about the Holy Spirit. Now, if you talk to a lot of clergy, close friends of mine, they'll tell you I don't truck in
no.
jokes about the Holy
I know that.
Spirit.
I know that.
Not, I
right.
don't participate in jokes about the Holy Spirit. Childhood trauma will remain. I
it's hard
see it
right
changing.
Now to imagine a joke about the Holy Spirit, but I know on occasion.
on occasion, it may
it
happen.
It can come up, but yes.
If it does, I will not participate.
Right.
But now I also have come to this place where I, you know, we talk about the Holy Spirit appearing at Pentecost, but if you read the entirety, if you read the Bible, you can see the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit's mentioned
right.
Throughout Scripture, that this isn't the first time we've seen
right.
the Holy Spirit. It's the first time we've seen it in this way. But for me, I feel like the Holy Spirit in a way is that feeling that we get that urges us and nudges us to mm-hmm. to go to do the right thing to be that Christ presence for mm-hmm. somebody else. I think it really is the guide of the church, and it should get more airtime,
right?
more yeah. talk about it and letting the Holy Spirit guide our prayers and
right.
Our faith.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Well, the gospel spreads. We meet Paul, as I mentioned earlier, and then, you know, Paul gets in trouble. He goes on several missionary journeys, finally getting in trouble.
Yes, and some of those are really pretty, you know, pirate,
yeah.
what I always think of pirate ships.
Yes.
Things along the
all,
way.
All of kinds
that is in
of
here.
Really surprising.
Yes.
And that's sort of the arc of,
right.
of this book. And throughout, we meet all, as you said, these interesting characters. You know, a couple that we'll talk about next week who don't tell the truth and meet a surprising demise.
Yes.
There's we'll meet a guy who Paul literally bores to death with a long sermon. We meet Gentiles who receive the Holy Spirit. There's prison breaks. There's all kinds of stuff to
right.
look forward to in this book of
right.
Acts. So I think we're going to have a good time. I think a lot of folks maybe haven't
yeah.
spent a lot of time
right.
in Acts.
I think that's where I think that's where I am. I
yeah.
just I haven't spent a lot of time in it, so I'm looking forward to it.
So
along.
Again, one chapter a day, and this will start today. This will
right.
start on if you're listening to this on Sunday. This will. On the 14th of August, but whenever you're listening to it, I hope that you will take a chance, pull out your Bible, read a chapter a day, Monday through Friday, and in just a few weeks, you will have read through the gospel, half gospel, / report.
We can rename it, right?
Acts. Why not?
Why
somebody,
not?
Somebody
named
it
this the first time,
right.
So yeah, we
so
can do it.
I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Well, if you have questions or comments about Acts as we are going through this, or if you have the video of me of Jesus in 1991,
feet only,
please, feet only, with a cloud above, will you please contact us at formation@ucccftw.com. We love to get emails from all of you, and tell your friends about this video, this podcast. And we really enjoy doing it, and we hope that you enjoy participating, and hope you have a great week. We'll see you next time.
Bye.